Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience, Coastal Carolina Chanticleers 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts, and it is free to download. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes. Woo-ee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience. Coastal Carolina Chanticleers season preview. Representing the teal turf. Shit, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube. I'm wearing the Cox shirt for Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, and their
beautiful.
Yes, and their teal turf and their I mean, I needed a mullet. That's the only thing I'm missing is the mullet. My name is Kobe Swinging Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh, man. One of my favorite teams in all of the land. Had to represent with the t-shirt. I am joined by, look, this guy's a huge fan too. The DFS guy himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lot giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's going on, man? We got Sunbelt. We got the Chanticleers. Let's do this.
I mean, let's just talk fun rating right now. When you talk college football 2022, is there a program that has as much fun for us to even cover, let alone the fun that they're having, than the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina?
We'd be hard pressed to find one. You know, it was COVID year where they really came on the map, had an excellent season, the whole fear the mullet thing, the fact that they're right outside of Myrtle Beach, you know, their colors, the turf, you name it. I think a lot of people started following Coastal Carolina. Some people started hating on Coastal Carolina because they didn't like the field color and everything, but they've been fun and they've been good. And that's the main thing. I mean, you can't really be that fun unless you're good. So before the fun comes the good. And they've had a couple of very nice seasons. But this year could be a bit more challenging.
But at the same time, I want to get into essentially, you know, what this program has become. And when you like, dude, they were close. They were mighty close to running the table last year. If you look at the schedule, really, yes, the past 2 years. So in 2020, they were 11-1 with their one loss being an overtime 3-point loss to Liberty in the rematch. I think they played Liberty twice that year, if memory serves me correct.
No, just the one time in overtime in the bowl game.
Well, a 3-point loss in 2020. That game got Liberty got canceled, and they played BYU because of that. That's what it was.
Yeah,
they
were supposed to play. That BYU game was like an instant classic.
Yes,
probably a lot of people said that might have been the best game of the year. Exactly, that was a wonderful game.
And then you look back at last season; they went 11-2 in their two losses: a 3-point loss at App State and a 2-point loss to Georgia State. So they are essentially, what's that? 8 points away from having 2 undefeated seasons in a row.
22-3 over the last 2 years. You know,
Jamie like Chadwell, I said, relax.
Jamie Chadwell, killing it. You know, hey, the guy can coach, man. You know, even before Coastal Carolina, when he was with the Buccaneers of Charleston Southern,
yeah,
he had multiple 10 plus win seasons. And even want to go back further to North Greenville. You know, he led them what was that, Division II?
Yeah.
He led them to an 11-3 record. So he's always been in that, you know, South Carolina, Southeast region of the country. And the guy can coach, obviously.
Yeah. And when you really, I don't know, it's like, are you shocked that he's still in Conway?
I thought it might have made sense for him to, you know, go after a bigger job last year. Last year he had, I mean, the whole team was upperclassmen. They were experienced from that really good COVID year. And I think it would make sense if he would have jumped ship last year, because I don't know if they're going to win quite as many games this coming season, but maybe the right opportunity just wasn't there. You mentioned all the wins from a season ago. Let's face it though, Coastal probably had the easiest schedule in the country last year.
Well, I don't know. Some CUSA team, because I feel like the Sun Belt is better. Like the fact they had a Sun Belt schedule and Army and Marshall, right? Or no, that's this year. That's this year.
Yeah, they had neither. Last year, out of conference, the Citadel, Kansas, Buffalo, and UMass.
That's pretty bad.
Right.
And the Citadel being a triple option team, they got them with a month of prep.
Yeah, so I actually have the record. So first off, Coastal Carolina did not beat a team with a winning record until the bowl game.
Oh, and they avoided Louisiana too.
Yeah, they squeaked by Northern Illinois. So in the regular season, they played 12 games. Only 2 were against teams with winning records, and they lost both games. Granted, they were close losses to App and to Georgia State, but they beat Citadel, who was 4-7, Kansas, who was 2-10. Buffalo 4-8, UMass 1-11, ULM 4-8, Arkansas State 2-10, Troy 5-7. I mean, Georgia Southern 3-9, Texas State 4-8, and South Alabama 5-7.
So they
that
avoided,
was their 10 wins.
They avoided Louisiana Lafayette, who won the Sun Belt. And they avoided, I'm trying to think who else is good on that side of it that they missed.
The Sun Belt West isn't that great.
So
this year they have a much, and I know we're going to get into the schedule later, but I'll just say they have a much tougher out of conference schedule, and the Sun Belt East is a lot better. So I don't think they're going to win double digit games this year. I'll just throw that out there early on.
Yeah, well, let's hop into it, because last year, schedule or not, they had the 5th best scoring offense in the country, 6th best rushing offense, 28th best in passing offense, and 5th in overall offense. Grayson McCall is back, though. You got to love that. But he's one of only 3 starters back on offense. Yes. Coastal's breaking in brand new running backs, brand new wide receivers, a brand new tight end, and just 2 of 5 are back on the O-line. I'll say this, though. If you're telling me there's only 3 returning starters, I had my preference, I would want it to be my quarterback and 2 offensive linemen. So,
yeah, and especially, I mean, running back, yeah, they're going to miss Shamari Jones, but they got Braden Bennett and Reese White, who both saw plenty of action. I feel fine with the Chanticleers running backs. It is, you know, missing Javion Hiley, the receiver, missing the tight end, Isaiah Likely. I mean, those guys were playmakers who are in the NFL. Those are bigger question marks, and then the offensive line needs to be retooled as well.
Well, and retooling the offensive line, I mean, yes, they have Antoine Loper back, and he's their top guy, their left tackle. Defensively, though, only returning three starters on defense, too. They have an entirely new linebacking core. Two or three starters are back, though, on the defensive line. Like I said, if you want to, I would rather that be the scenario. If you're telling sure. me, nose tackle Gerard Clark is their top guy there. Only one of four back in the secondary to Jordan Strong. You're replacing it just a shit ton of players.
Right. I mean, stars that have been around there for a few years, like CJ Brewer, the defensive tackle, was a hell of a player. Teddy Gallagher,
For some reason, I thought Gallagher was back this year. Not the case.
Yeah. I thought early on too, for some reason, but no, apparently it's not the case. So they're going to miss. I mean, basically all their star power from a year ago is gone other than Grayson McCall.
Yeah. I mean, and that is very, very concerning. We're going to get to the transfer portal and the 2022 Chanticleer schedule. We're going to go game by game here in a bit, but first I got to get us paid. The College Football Experience Coastal Carolina Chanticleer season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WINNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Trade Coffee. Yes, Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters, often being the largest source of new growth for them. And look, Trade Coffee has these experts that have to taste 450 different kinds of coffee every day, but they get it ready to ship to you. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free, people. Get started today by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find a coffee you'll love. We're also brought to you by IP Vantage. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vantage VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vantage helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communications, your browsing history, all of that will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. So go to ipvantage.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvantage.com/SGP. Here we are talking Coastal Carolina football. One of my favorite teams. I just think they're one of the funnest teams in college football. It goes back to even before Jamie Chadwell, when they hired, like, this dude was like on Wall Street and he came down to coach college football. He just stopped and just went down. Was it Joe Maglia? I can't remember.
Something like that. Right. Yeah. Right. Or the coach before him that had the very famous press conference.
Wait.
Tell me you have the clip.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament for practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look, there's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow, the cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Doesn't get much better than that.
I mean, first off, I mean, just absolutely hilarious. I mean, first off, that I think most players would probably be like, huh? Like, he's talking about his dog Bo barking in the back. I mean, he didn't even clarify that Bo's the name of his dog in the bag. I mean, I don't know. It's just fucking hilarious. But hey, you
that
need more
dogs. That was the FCS days, right?
Yeah.
That was the FCS days because Joe Maglio kind of shepherded them through the process of becoming FBS.
100%.
What was his name?
100%. What do you mean?
David Bennett.
David Bennett. Shout out to David Bennett.
I think that's him.
David Bennett, you have an open invitation to come on the College Football Experience anytime you want, my friend.
We got to track him down, man.
You are hilarious. What
is David Bennett doing these days?
Well, I was reading another, like, or watching another press conference of him, and apparently, like, he didn't do email. So he was just like, he's like, no, I don't do email. And he's like, they email me something, but I don't handle email. All right. My secretary handles email. I don't do email. Like, it was a great, you know, audio clip of like, it's like, well, maybe the game's passing you by a little bit.
You know what? Go back to the Big South days when Coastal Carolina was in the FCS. He had a 10-1 season, you know, a couple 9-win seasons. Towards the end, he started getting kind of average. And I think, you know, the modern day times kind of passed him by.
He's a legend in my book. He's always welcome here on the College Football Experience. Someone tell
completely
him.
Completely agree.
So looking at what they did in the transfer portal, because I was thinking, well, maybe they tried to pick up some pieces to get them in a decent spot. I mean, they lost a lot. I mean, I guess highlighting what they lost would be their kicker. Their kicker was really good, in Massimino Biscardi. He went to Mississippi State with our boy Coach Leach. They also lost cornerback Jordan Morris to Sam Houston State. They also lost Sean Brown, a linebacker, to Elon. They have a bunch of other guys in the portal. So, but what did they bring in? They got a defensive end from Georgia Tech, who I think could be of impact. They got a corner from Missouri, Zaquan Reeves. Maybe that, you know, getting some SEC talent there in the secondary where you know you're inexperienced. They also went out and got, I know we like this move, Sam Pinckney from Georgia State. He was good at Georgia State.
Yeah. The wide receiver. Yep,
yeah.
Agreed.
I that's a good one. And it actually hurts a team within your own conference. They also went out and got linebacker Jamar Brown from South Carolina and
fills a void.
Yeah. And Adrian Hope, a linebacker from Furman. Would you say they won the transfer portal or would you say they lost? I feel like maybe slightly won it.
I think that the starters they lost, they all lost those guys to graduation. So I think they lost some depth via the portal, but I think they brought in a couple, you know, guys that should be key pieces to this year's team. So yeah, I'd say, you know, maybe a slight win via the portal.
Yeah, I think slight win would probably be the best way to describe it because, and by the way, that Georgia Tech defense lineman Emmanuel Johnson, keep an eye out on him. He could make an impact here, I think, on this defense. Same. I should mention also they did bring in a Vanderbilt safety, Trey Douglas. We'll see how you know, the Chanticleers do. Now Las Vegas is calling for them, I believe. Let me double check here. Las Vegas is saying 8 wins. Well, hey, Jamie Chadwell, 8 wins. That should be nothing for you. He's been killing
in the park,
past.
Right? Yeah. That's a walk on the beach, right?
That is a walk on the beach down there in Conway at Merle's Inlet. All right. Shout out to Merle's Inlet. Been down there plenty of times. Coastal Carolina, the under is at -140. The over is at +120 right now. First reaction, even though they only have 6 players returning, one of them is Grayson McCall. And my first reaction would be over. You?
If you look at what they did the last couple of years, sure. You know, you figure head coach, quarterback, that'll take you a long way right there.
All right. So let's hop into the schedule. Because week one, they do have the Army Black Knights, and that should be a game. I lean Coastal as a slight favorite, but buckle up. It would not surprise me at all if Army beat them.
I think obviously the good thing is they have time to prepare for the triple option. The bad thing is that your defense is going to be very inexperienced, very young. So if this game was last year, I would have liked the matchup a lot more for Coastal.
If it was in
Conway, it's at home, but I don't know, man, I think Army might be the slight favorite here.
It's funny you mentioned that. Cause if it was in West Point, I was taking Army. I think the fact that this place will be lit at Brooks Stadium in Conway, I got the Chanticleers 37-34.
I'm going to go Army, actually, surprisingly.
Wow.
And this is a huge game, actually, because if you're looking at an over ticket, if you're looking to try to get to double-digit wins, this is a 50-50 game. I think they're too inexperienced right now for this Army team, who is more, you know, plug-and-play ready. Army, you know, lost a decent amount as well, not as much as Coastal. I mean, Coastal, they're, if you look at returning production, 129th in the country. It's going to take a little while for these new pieces to fit into place here. I'm going to go Army.
But once again, like the Citadel last year, getting a month of prep for the triple option. And by the way, this is an interesting matchup because you have the triple option against kind of the option read, the evolution of the option, what Jamie Chadwell runs there.
Yeah.
Week two, they get the Gardner Webb running Bulldogs. I got them taking care of Gardner Webb at Brooks Stadium.
Yep. Agreed.
Week three, they get Maurice Lindquist, Buffalo Bulls. Buffalo gave him a game last year. Coastal only won by three up in Buffalo, but I don't think Buffalo's as good as they were last year. I am taking Coastal to get this done.
Yeah, definitely, especially at home.
So I got them 3-0 out the gate. Then the Thursday night nationally televised matchup against the Georgia State Panthers. Georgia State beat them a year ago.
They did. A close game again. This time in Atlanta,
Center Park Stadium. Ah,
I'm gonna go Georgia State.
I'll go Georgia State here.
I got the Shants at 2-2.
I got them at 3-1. They're home to Georgia Southern. I think Georgia Southern is gonna be a mess this year.
Right, win
4-1 for me at ULM. Terry Bowden. He's building it. I'm telling you, November they were a little bit better, but I'm gonna take Coastal to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, could be a little bit of a you know, tricky road trip, but I'm gonna go Coastal.
So I got him then at what is that? Do I have my 5-1 right there?
Yeah, yep, I got him at 4-2.
5-1, and then they're home to Old Dominion, and I do think Ricky Rowney's doing a great job at Old Dominion. However, if this was at Old Dominion, I think I maybe, yeah. But I think in Brooks, I'm taking Coastal.
Again, I'd say be careful. I mean, if we look at Coastal last year, you know, they had some close calls against not very good teams. You know, they beat South Alabama in overtime. The Buffalo game was only a 3-point game. They had Kansas, you know, stay in that game for way too long. Only beat Troy by a touchdown. With that said, I'm going Coastal, but I'm just saying, you know, watch out for ODU this year. They're going to be a pretty good football team. So be careful here, but give me CC.
Buddy, I got them at 6-1. The win total is 8. They get a bye week.
Yeah.
A bye week before going to Marshall to take on the Thundering Herd in Huntington, West Virginia. Awesome game. I'm taking Coastal.
I'm going to go Marshall.
See, I'm not that high on Marshall. Marshall loses Grant Wells. Yes, Henry Columbi comes in. I don't know about, I'm not sold on the Charles Huff hire.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take Coastal, especially with a week of prep.
You're just trusting Jamie Chadwell, trusting Grayson McCall.
I am. East Carolina went to until Marshall last year and beat him. And I think Coastal's a little bit ahead of East Carolina. So
you know what? You're swaying me. I'm a Coastal Carolina fan here. Let me give him that W. I'm at what, 6-2 now? Is that what it is?
And I'm at 7-1. And then Thursday night they host App State. Now I do
I'll be at this game. This.
Yeah. NC Nick will be at this game. That's a fucking great game to go to. I'm gonna take App State to get this one.
Yeah, same here. They just showed last year they were a much more physical team, and that was, you know, with a better O-line and D-line in Conway. So I like App here.
Then they are home to Southern Miss. I think they bounce back and beat Frank Gore Jr. and Southern Miss.
Agree. I'm at 7-3. You're at 8-2.
8-2. Now they have back-to-back away games at Virginia and at JMU. I think there's a chance they win them both. But I am going to take them to beat Virginia and lose to JMU.
I'll do the opposite. They lose to UVA. They beat JMU. So that means I'm sitting right on the number at 8-4.
I'm over. I'm on the over. The number's too low. It's too low. Give me the over.
I just think that a couple of these games are kind of 50-50 games, and they're just bringing, I mean, they're not returning enough here. I'm going to lean under. I'm not going to bet it, especially
you're crazy,
especially at minus 140 on the under. That's surprising, but I think at the end of the day, they're an 8-4 team, but I think 7-5 is just a tad more likely than 9-3.
Getting a month to prep for Army. Their schedule is actually favorable. getting a month of prep for Army is in their favor. Then getting the bye week before at Marshall. I think those are two things that lean to them to me.
Well, but that's a tough end. I mean, back to back road games, Virginia, UVA, and JMU. Come it on now, true. It's tough, man.
But UVA, I with Tony Elliott, the NASCAR driver at head coach, I don't know how good they'll be this year. That could be a walk in the park for Coastal by the time. Yeah, what if Brendan Armstrong opts out by then?
Yeah, and hopefully they're a better team, you know, in late October, early November. And you know, their schedule is backloaded, so most of the tough games are towards the end of it, and they should be better. A lot of those young faces will be improved. You could be onto something, but I just feel like, you know, last year's 10-2 record was little smoke and mirrors. Well,
they almost went undefeated, dude. There's two ways to look at that.
There's a flip Thursday, side of that coin.
That Thursday game at Georgia State, I gave it to Georgia State, but I could totally see Coastal winning that.
Sure. Why not?
I mean, you could make the case it could be undefeated by that App State game.
That would be huge. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I hope so, just because I'm going to it.
I'm on the over. NC Nick he's all over the place. He's on the over or what? When it's all said and done.
He's coming. No, yeah. I'm going under, man. If I have to pick a side, I'm going under. Definitely, I don't like this one. It's not lock material. There's much better plays in the Sun Belt, but I'm going under, actually.
Coastal fans, I'm with you. All right. I'm going to get my mullet going. All right. Guys, subscribe to the College Football Experience. And look, we're breaking down all 131 teams, 131 podcasts for 131 teams. We're also on YouTube. Subscribe, and you'll see me wearing this sweet ass Coastal Carolina shirt. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. I'm on Twitter at DColbyD. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Patty C, who's normally with us on here, he's on Twitter at PattyC831. Give us all a follow. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Get the SGPN app. You'll have access to all of our picks. We also host the College Basketball Experience. We also host the USFL Gambling Podcast as that season heats up as they go to Canton. And we have a ton of other great podcasts on the platform. Check them out. MLB Gambling Podcast, the College Baseball Experience, all that good stuff. Check it out. NC Nick, anything else you want to say about the Shants?
You know, I'm sorry, guys. You know, I'm a fan. You know, I've been, you know, repping you for a couple years now. I just think it might be a little bit tougher year than expected. Prove me wrong. I'll be the first one to say that I'm wrong. Let's go, Shants.
Grayson McCaw. All right, folks, give me Coastal in the over. This is the College Football Experience, Coastal Carolina style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Do you come from a land down?